Okay. Okay, Chovas Halvavos, we're up to page Ches. We're up to page Ches, the paragraph that starts with the word Kach. Chovas Halvavos says that maybe I thought that it's Pashut, and everybody does Chovas Halvavos, and there's no reason to make a sefer about it. And then he really attacks, you don't know what age he was living in. It was early, 11th century Spain. He attacks the people that were sitting and learning, and they learned things that made them, that would get them shtelas and would make people stand up for them when they entered a room. But they wouldn't learn the things. He said, "Loimi boy, the Hamoinam were not aware of Chovas Halvavos, but even the Talmid Chachamim that learned, he really attacks them, and he says they learned things that made them famous, that allowed them to say Shiurim or say Torah, and made them appear as Chachamim be'enei ha'am and be'enei their peers, but they didn't delve into Chovas Halvavos." Okay, and that, so now we're up to Bekach She'or Chovas Halvavos. So he says, and how could you not learn those things? You can't move without those things. They're the foundation of Yiddishkeit, and every mitzvah is made that much more meaningful through Chovas Halvavos, or meaning, totally meaningful, really, he says. Okay, Bekach She'or Chovas Halvavos. Till now he talked about Yichud Hashem, and he talked about it being a Chovas Halvavos, and in the Chovas Halvavos' world, being a Chovas Halvavos means you have to explore it, and you have to knowledge. And he almost makes fun of people that just assume Hashem is Echad, because that's their Mesorah. Hashem is Echad. They never really thought about what Echad means. They never thought of the implications of being Echad. They never thought about how Hashem is a different kind of Echad than other things that are Echad. They never thought. They never were mochiachit. They never proved it. They just like, okay. And he's against that. He holds Chovas Halvavos means to understand it, to delve into it, and to prove it, and to show it, and to be mochiachit, to really know it with your mind, with your rational mind, to know it. That's the Yodata Hayom. The fact that you're an Eved Hashem, the fact that everything Hashem does is for the good, all the things that he talks about in the Sefer Chovas Halvavos, in his different Sha'orim, having Bitochol, Yichud Hamaisa, right? All these things that we've learned, and Mitzvah Hashem will be learning each Shar HaBechina, appreciation of everything that Hashem does for us by examining nature, all of these things, Asher Hiskarnum La'el, Asher Naskim Hem L'Kamon, Asher Lo Tishlam Emunas Hadosi, B'liyid Diyosam V'Asiyosam, you don't really, it's missing from the religious person, from the person who wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. If you don't have that background of understanding these things, that list of the Chovas Halvavos, you're missing not just Hashem Echad, which is really like a mainstay, but all the other things, Avdus Hashem, Avdus Hashem, Yichud HaMaisa, all these things. You're being an Eved, Kniya, Shara Kniya, Bitochon, V'Toras HaMatzpun. This is really the hidden Chochma. First of all, and this is a constant theme in the Sefer Chovas Halvavos, he repeats it many, many times. It's hidden because no one knows about it. Two people look the same. They're both putting on tefillin. You can't tell the difference between the two. One's doing an empty act, a shell, and the other one is doing an extremely meaningful act that wins him favor in the eyes of Hashem. Problem is, not a problem. It does not win him favor in the eyes of people. That's part of the picture. You see, that allows you to fulfill what he demands in Shar Yichud HaMaisa, that you only care what Hashem thinks of you. You don't care what other people think of you. So you're not putting on, right? So that's why it's Chochmas HaMaisa. No one can read your mind. No one knows if you're doing it or not. No one knows if you're a bad person or a good person in terms of Chovas Halvavos. If you don't put on tefillin, they say you're not putting on tefillin. If you put on tefillin, okay, you're putting on tefillin. But nobody knows what's going on in your head. You can keep Shabbos. This is why in Shara Avodas Elokim, we have that powerful statement where he demands that you don't be judgmental of people. Because you could see one guy keeping Shabbos, and he's really not keeping Shabbos in the Chovas Halvavos. You know, and another guy, I don't want to say of course it's wrong, and step one, as he explains in Shara Avodas Elokim, step one is to do the Chovas Leivarim. But in concept, when he talks about being judgmental, he says, you know, one guy could be keeping Shabbos, and he's not really keeping Shabbos, and one guy could be lax about Shabbos, but he's like into Hashem made the world, and Hashem created the world. Not that, again, you know, okay, we don't have to, hopefully we don't have to explain that they're both wrong, right? But he puts on a higher pedestal the guy who's lax with the Maisim, if he's sincerely, you know, he believes Hashem made the world, like these Farvashah taxi drivers, you know, they really have bitachon in Hashem, right? I mean, yeah. So that's one reason it's Teres HaMatzpun. Another reason Rabbi Avigdor Miller suggests a very powerful... he's mamish right. He says another reason it's Chochmas HaMatzpun, Teres HaMatzpun, it's hidden, is because if you would go over and tell it to anybody, they would say, yeah, of course. They would think you're an idiot for having to speak it out. Yeah, okay, yeah, of course, Hashem Echad, thank you. And like, when you talk about these things, once you talk about them, people say, yeah, it's possible like that. Of course it's like that. Because on a superficial level, they go, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course you have to have Abbas Hashem, and you're the Hashem, and B'tochah. But they never delved into it. They never examined it. They never really, they don't understand what it means. They never took the steps that it takes to really develop it and really, like, bitachon. Yeah, bitachon. It's a lifelong task. When you learn Shara Bitachon, it's massive to have bitachon. It's so difficult. It's so hard. So it's Chochmas HaMatzpun because it's really Dvarim Pshutim. So if you teach someone, let's say, how to put on tefillin, and if he doesn't know, or how to keep Shabbos, you say, yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't learn Hilchos Shabbos, you can't keep Shabbos. So he knows you're imparting knowledge to him. But when you teach someone Chovas Halvavos, he really looks at you like you're a little retarded, and like, why do you have to teach this to me for? It's Dvarim Pshutim. So that's another reason why it's Teres HaMatzpun, Rabbi Avigdor Miller Tainus. It's a very good point. Chovas Halvavos calls it Shehi Zohar Halavavos Umor Hanafashos. Whoa, what does that mean? It's a very, I can't do justice, it's a little too poetic. It means, everything's different. You ever like get a clarity in something? You ever get clarity in a sugya, like you're sitting over a sugya and it's dark and you don't really understand it, or even anything in life, and then all of a sudden, like the light bulb goes on and like everything's different, like you all of a sudden have. So when you develop Chovas Halvavos, he says, your whole life changes. Your whole life changes. It's Meir, your whole attitude towards life, your whole relationship with Hashem. What does it mean? It's a Zohar Halvavos. It's Meir. It's like Dag Umor Hanafoshos. Valzer Romas Hachosid Ba'omro, Hein Emes Chafatz Tov Vatuchos. Tuchos is the kidneys, meaning in your innards, in your kishkes. Hashem wants Emes in your kishkes. In Emes Chafatz Vatuchos, who the Sosuman in a secret place, Chachma Taydieni, you'll teach me Chachma. That's Teres HaMatzpun. In the kidneys, which are Yoatzos, that's where the seat of Chachma is in many descriptions in Tanakh. That's what Hashem wants. Chachma and Emes inside, in the lake. Okay, stop.
What?
I made it this month, 10:15.
The 10:15?
No, I made it for this month. Right? Because we can go enough off school either.
Oh, but that's the wrong one.
Maybe, I want to sit with you maybe a quarter to 10 or 10 o'clock.
We can even sit together enough tomorrow because the production is just right.
Yeah, but I don't want to be too.